The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. You guys, we're back. We're horny. New year, new you. We're going to Sketchfest with Brayden.
Woo!
I think he's going to show up.
I hope so.
I mean, he says he's coming. He loves Tenacious D, we found out.
Oh, did we ever?
I'm so excited. Lori is devastated that her boyfriend is now off the market officially. And I think Aaron Foley is bummed.
Oh my gosh. I love that they love him so much.
They love him so much. Hello! Welcome to a new year, a new season of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. So excited to be back. Today we're breaking down the Golden Bachelor wedding. And then this, you know, I'm going to introduce people, but I'm going to be telling you that we're going to be doing our live draft picks in person. So it's not too late to come, you guys. We've done one of these before. So I'm going to bring people in and we can talk about it. And Jaquise Neal may be joining us mid-podcast. He got a same-day callback. He was supposed to be here. He got a same-day callback for an audition, which we hope that he gets.
Yeah.
He actually moved it to earlier. He went. It's on the west side. So he might be joining us mid-podcast, but he will also be joining us live in San Francisco. So if you want a little Jaquise Neal, you'll be able to see him. But with us today is a woman, I have to say, whose hair looks really nice, who's starting the year off already, no resolutions needed. She's like just looking as fresh and rested and ready for 2024 as ever. Your friend, our friend, Whitney.
Woo! Yay!
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and break down the wedding of the century.
Can I say I was doing Whitney watch on the Golden Globes red carpet?
Oh!
I kept yelling, Whitney watch! Whitney watch!
Oh,
and Zach kept being like, what are you yelling about?
What were you wearing?
I was like, it's Whitney watch!
What did you wear? What did you
Something
wear?
Something very sensible. I had on
pair of Dickies?
Well, I had on the boots I have on now because it was cold and windy and a ridiculous wind tunnel. So yeah. I had on like a jacket and a button-down shirt and fabulous pants.
Did you see Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong?
I saw them all.
Shamalama Ding Dong.
I saw Shamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah.
He was ding donging along.
Okay. Is he tall?
He is pretty tall.
Is he very pretty?
He's very pretty.
He's very pretty.
Yeah.
You know what? He's so talented. I'm here for the star. I'm like here for this weird pairing. Like, all right.
Yeah. I'm all for it. Like,
who cares?
Whatever makes you happy.
Literally,
right?
Who cares? Okay, across from me is a woman who has such a cute haircut and who I miss so much. Who I haven't seen in person. We lost her to the Workaholics, guys. And I'm so glad. I missed you so much. I'm so excited to go on an adventure with you in person next week. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, the wind beneath my wings, Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Mittens, Maureen, Hosnier, Levine. Hello.
Thank
welcome
you.
Back,
yes, I'm back.
We missed
so happy
you.
To back.
Your firstborn. Your firstborn.
I know. I was gone for so long.
I know. We missed you.
I couldn't remember anything.
No. You don't even have to prepare.
The good thing is, Adam Devine was watching Golden Bachelor, so I did have one buddy to
That's
talk
fun.
Bachelor with me.
Was he happy with how it all ended up?
I believe, you know, here's the thing, the tour ended and then we didn't get to talk about the ending really, but we have texted back and forth a little about it, but I will corner him soon and yes. be like, let's talk, because I want to hear his thoughts on the wedding.
You know what? I have to say.
And maybe one day we can trap him on this podcast because you know what? We will. I'm working towards it.
I'm working towards that too. Yeah. I'm working towards that too. And shout out, first of all, we have some fun videos coming up. Shout out Sergio.
Great video editor.
So we have a really insane, you know, look, I'm doing my best on Instagram and Reels. And I feel like, to me, social media is like, you got to do it. And it's like, so I saw this guy who was working with Brian. And so we started doing it on No Autographs, Please. His name is Sergio. He's a GD genius, and he makes comedy videos where you don't even—he doesn't even watch The Bachelor. He puts in like animation things and pop-ups. Yeah. Like, he's just a comedic guy.
He's seeing The Matrix.
He's seeing The Matrix.
It's incredible.
And we've loved all the videos that we've had, and we're just like, we're trying to broaden our appeal to maybe some people that might not watch The Bachelor. So we're just trying to make some funny videos. So check out our videos.
So if you're on TikTok, do a duet with us.
Oh,
does that sound right?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, do a duet.
So.
You're on TikTok.
Do a duet with us. If Arden posts on TikTok, duet it.
Duet it.
And I don't know. I don't know what you would do in a duet. Yeah.
Okay. Also, a woman that I want to do a duet with me. She is so gorgeous. We love her so much. We missed her. Scout's not here today.
No, I didn't bring Scout.
How is Scout doing?
She's doing great. I just didn't want to bring her.
Ladies and gentlemen, a woman who gave me my favorite water bottle that I've traveled all over the world with. It's the best water bottle. Nice. It's glass. It's the great. I'm only not using it today because I have a thermos today. This is my thermos. I don't like it because it's metal, but I will humor it for the hot water. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Katie Levine.
Yay.
Now, before we get started, Seth Vaught sent us presents, Katie. Dr. Banana, I think he wants to send you a present too, but you didn't send him.
I got blacklisted.
You didn't send him your mailing address.
I think it's coming.
Okay, this is from Basebone One. He's our Twitter guy.
Okay.
He was our Twitter champ. This is so cute. Oh, Merry in recognition Christmas. For all the loving labor that goes into Willie Sothers' media empire, I thought you and the OG crew would appreciate a little holiday something from your OG tweeter of the week.
Of course.
Even though I don't get to tweet as much anymore, I'm still listening to the best podcast out there. I hope to get to visit you all again soon. I hand-turned and finished these ceramic rose pens on my lathe and mounted them on my U.S.-made stainless steel hardware forged in the depths of Lapland, Pennsylvania hot tub. I call this model the fantasy clicker. Use this to invent your new fantasy suite hieroglyphic languages in your journal. You know it's true. I still have the journal that you sent me. Wow.
That's a beautiful pen.
That's a gorgeous pen.
That's amazing. Wow.
Dr. Banana, will you take a picture of this and have Sergio add it into our
reel? Look at the hashtag on the side.
It's so cute.
That is lovely.
That's a nice thing.
That's gorgeous. Sorry.
Okay, I also want to say before we get started, we are Dr. Banana. We're going to San Francisco Sketchfest. Our show is at 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th, where we are doing, and we've done these before, a live draft picks. Now, Katie and Anna can attest, and Katie, we might need you to do like thirst trap photos from Instagram, because you're always so good at looking at people's Instagram.
Oh.
Katie's not able to be there with us. We might need some real life photos of the people.
Yeah, I could try to find their Instagrams.
But so maybe you can hand them to Dr. Banana and you can send them because I feel like makes it more fair.
Yeah.
So we
see a real photo.
And that way we can also incorporate you in the live show since you have a double booking that week and you can't come.
Yeah.
She's going to a wedding. Yeah. But so basically what we do on...
That doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work for me. Also not working for me. But so it's going to... Brayden, who just got engaged, you guys, to Christina Marie Trell, he's going to be live at the show with us.
I cannot wait.
We also have us. We have Aaron Foley. We have Doug Benson. Our friend Lori Jacquees.
Wow.
We have...
it's like the All-Stars.
Bill, it's going to be so fun. And you get to come. You get your own... pink voting card. You get your own pink pencil. You get to. Aww. So we're all gonna we're gonna play Ja Rule in the auditorium that we'll edit out of the episode. We'll play two Ja Rule songs, which is what we do every single time. We'll play I'm Real and maybe we'll do two Ja Rule songs. Maybe the one with J-Lo. Yeah, is that the I'm Real? I guess it is. It's the other one.
I think yeah. Oh, no, Shanti.
Are you ready?
I think that was a Shanti.
What's your motherfucking name?
That's me as Jewel. Thank you. So you get to play along, too, and make your scorecards.
Oh, fabulous.
So it's really fun. It's legit really fun. And you get to meet Brayden. Now,
What earrings do you wear? I think, for such an occasion?
So here's the thing. I might. Is it insane if I pay $100 to Speed Rush earrings, two sets of earrings with his photo and Christina Mandrell's photo on them for his like set? So like, I wear a set and he wears a set of like them as a married duo for earrings, and he can bring the set to Christina.
I mean, I love everything about that.
I mean, are you asking, would I spend money on that? Yeah, of course.
Of course. Guess what I'm thinking
of
doing.
Are you asking as your financial advisor? No, Arden, don't do that. Are you asking as your friend?
Do you think
yes,
I could,
you should.
Do you think I could make them myself?
Is Dr. Banana also your financial
advisor?
Yeah,
she is. She's my...
Yes, you can absolutely make it
you
yourself.
You think I could make them myself?
I think I could help you make them. We go to Michael's. Okay. We go get some things. We print out some pictures.
Okay.
Actually, I bet we could make some fabulous looking
okay,
ones.
Let's make... Because I want to make a duet. I want to have Brayden on one ear and Christine on one ear.
Abilities.
You know, I actually think Whitney, okay, we're going to craft this weekend.
This is very exciting.
And then I'm going to give them to Breda.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, great. That's what I'm doing. And then before we get going, we're about to do Gary's wedding, obviously. I just want to say also, Bachelor News, breakup, Rachel and Dr. Abs are they're getting divorced. And he's asking for alimony, or what's the word?
Spousal support.
Spousal support.
Is that alimony?
Who? Katie looks appalled. Katie, talk
Ryan
to me.
No, I didn't know about that.
They filed for divorce, and he's asking for spousal support.
I wonder if they had a prenup.
I don't know.
She seems smart enough to have gotten a prenup.
Isn't that embarrassing, though, to like ask for... Like,
yeah, that's... That makes me think maybe they... I don't know, because she was a lawyer and she had like a career.
But he had like chiropractic stuff. Like,
he was Dr. Abs.
He's Dr. Abs. So like,
he had merch.
Like, don't go after your lady's money.
That's crazy.
That's embarrassing. Okay, overall, gals.
Spousal support.
How did you guys feel about the wedding? I gotta say, I think they're cute. I feel like Teresa's grown on me. I felt like, to me, I feel like the editing did her dirty. I felt like she actually seemed warm and sweet. Her daughter's so lovely. And I
love
like,
their family.
And I felt like Kathy was a star on the red carpet.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, it's all about Kathy. Kathy
was a star.
She was there so much for someone that seemed to hate Teresa.
Yeah.
And best friends now.
And Teresa seemed cool with... Yeah. She seemed actually like... Like, what was wild to me and which made me actually like Teresa in a way that I don't know that I could do, she seemed cool with Kathy just stealing the show. Mm-hmm. And also with, like, not Faith, who is the fine? Leslie. Like, they're all around.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting
she
that they all came.
Seemed really comfortable, like, not at all threatened that Leslie. She just is like, I got my man. I know people are, like.
She's like, I know who he chose. I'm not worried about it. There's no
she's
leftover, like thinking he's going to leave her.
No, there's
she knew
no
she
weird...
got him. And
yes.
And was like, all right, let's. And she, I think she also knows what I would hope that she sort of knows what makes for good TV. And, I mean, there was some good TV on that show.
I felt like they were warm and very sweet. I teared up a few times.
Did you?
Yeah. I teared up with her
when
daughter.
They were like, here's the Amazon
register. Oh, my
register.
God. I teared up at the Crystal Amazon register. I teared up at Sandra's boudoir shot.
Oh, I love that boudoir shot.
Oh, my God. That was the boudoir. Which I teared up, I think, at her. I probably think about my own mom, but like her in the wedding dress and her daughter seeing her in the wedding dress. I'm tearing up now. Like when you get protective of your mom and you love your mom.
Yeah.
And I watched my mom try to date. And like when you know how sparkly your mom is and it's tough.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it's what Joan had said, that I do think women become a little invisible.
Yeah.
And people were quite crass to my mom on dates. You know what I mean? Like very quickly.
Really?
I think similar things that happened to younger people were happening to my mom.
Do you think Golden Bachelorette's going to be a shit show because of that?
Oh,
these old men.
I mean.
Did you see all the older men in the background of Jesse? And I was like, are these all contenders for that?
Oh, interesting.
There's a couple.
Was there?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think my favorite part about the wedding was Jesse standing up and just watching the sea like mess that was happening. Was it Caitlin who had
his Apple Watch every 5 seconds?
Yeah. Who had the champagne glass and then the appetizer on the pop. And I was like, does she know she's on camera? And then she like opens her mouth so wide and like deep throats
that pop. Like it was incredible.
I did not recognize her. Because I mostly was like, who? That's a gorgeous green dress.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I was like, what dress is that? Who is that? And I'm like, wait, is that Caitlin?
Yeah. I thought she was a little too much Tanner.
So we discussed this on Patreon where I was saying I had gone with Lauren to a fancy party and I get very tan quickly and I got a spray tan situation and I warned them and it was like at the height of the pandemic where we did it in the yard and I got the spray tan and I rounded the bend. Lauren and I are both like fairly modest gal. Like, so we're both like quickly naked in my yard getting spray tans. And I round the bend and I was essentially in like blackface. I mean, I was literally she was like, no, no. She's like, Arden, no. I was like, what do you, I was like, I told her to go light. She's like, she didn't.
Oh, no.
She didn't. And then so I had to like, I was full Melania Trump. Like, it was really bad. I had to, like, go in. I think it was really
shower
bad.
Right away.
Yeah. And so, so spray tans are a fine line. If you don't
be careful.
If you don't wash it off immediately, it can really bite you back.
But she likes that dark. That dark, luscious tan. She's been rocking that look with the dark hair for a while. I feel like that's
her
look
now. She's
so cute.
She's now dating Zach from Tayshia's.
Zach Clark,
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, that's the rumor around town. She had a party and he was there and they were getting close.
Ooh. They were canoodling.
They were canoodling. Well, here we go. I mean, should we just address it? It's like, I feel like, look, they did a hit piece on Gary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then some of his friends are like, he thinks he's, it's like any small town to me where somebody, just a regular person, you could find, if you want to take someone down, you could find anybody to say shit about anybody. Now, I'm sure some of it, I'm sure there's truth in some stuff. And but then some of it was like, what are we doing here? I don't know. Who knows? I guess time will tell.
Time will tell. But time I do also tell. Hope Teresa got a prenup.
Agree.
Oh, good.
There was that rumor that popped out that was like, Teresa's looking for a prenup. Gary's not happy
about
it.
Yeah, that he was mad about it. There was a rumor that he was mad about it.
But I also look. I had my moments. I'm not really that invested in what happens with Gary. But I was like, it's interesting that he became interested in her after she revealed how successful she was.
Right.
It was like, he was like, all of a sudden, I know Teresa. And I'm like, she said, like, check out my bank account. He's like, I love her.
That is interesting.
He's but like, his wording was so odd.
Yeah, it was. But I do think he was just smitten from her from the very beginning, from that first date. I think they just edited it so it seemed like, you know, I do think he did care about Leslie, but I do think, gosh, like, well, I think I said this to you before, like, the Leslie, like, I'm never chosen. I'm like, please just stop saying that because you've been married twice. You've been chosen twice.
Yes.
Like, you have children. Like, what all people consider to be, like, you know, what you're supposed to get in life.
Yes.
You got it all. It didn't work out for you.
Sure.
Which, that's okay, but you have been chosen.
Yeah.
Stop saying.
You're right. It is a narrative and then you're also manifesting that.
Yeah.
And it felt like, to me, I feel like she was talking herself into him.
Yes, agreed.
And I feel like I hate to say it, but we're human creatures. We're animals. Your instinct knows if somebody deep down inside really likes you or not.
Yeah.
You know if somebody...
But I think he did really like her, but I think he started being turned off from her where she is... I mean, she's a bit broken. And then you've got Teresa, who you sort of thought was a broken bird. Then you're like, oh, wow, she's actually got her shit together.
She
knows
trader.
What she's doing.
She's a day trader?
Like, she doesn't need me to fulfill her life. We would be additives to each other's lives.
She's
and
quite
she's,
grounded. When it, like, well, like, the more you watch, this person that seemed
unhinged.
Yeah, and again, the editors are so probably because they knew she won, so like they probably edited
that miss. A little kooky.
Yeah, they made her look a little, which is not kind, but like more and more when they landed the plane, she seemed quite warm
she
and grounded.
Like the right choice. In
she
the
seemed
end.
Very grounded.
Yeah,
and it also I hate to say it, it made me happy that he picked a woman in her 70s.
Yeah, I agree too. She's older. And I do think that they're very cute together.
They're cute.
And they're just both perfectly boring enough to be with each other.
Yes.
You think? Yeah. Like, they'll, like, happily sit and watch white paint
they'll watch
dry.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
And eat popcorn.
And even if Gary...
From their registry, $39 popcorn. Did I go through the registry?
I immediately went through.
Wait, it was online? You could see it?
Yeah,
what was on it?
It was, like, everything
a popcorn maker for $39?
Okay.
It was odd. It was like such a, you could tell Amazon paid for this wedding.
Oh my God,
it was,
yeah.
Everything right. was Amazon based where they were like opening Amazon packages for Christmas. I was like, you didn't wrap that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, also like we know what the Amazon wrapping looks like. Just put it in the Amazon gift bag. Yeah. We've all gotten that.
Yeah.
All right. Overall, Katie, what did you think of the overall wedding with them? How are you feeling about Gary? What's your general take on this?
They seem happy. I wish them the best, but I hope Teresa got a prenup.
Okay, fair enough. Here we are.
I have a question. Yes. Do you think it's appropriate to have a registry if you're 70 years old and getting married?
No.
I mean,
because it was all like plates.
I thought it was
I'm
weird.
Like, don't you have that?
It was a pay deal.
Yeah, 100%. I thought it was weird too. It was like odd. You're 70, you own everything.
If you needed it, sure, I understand that.
You probably purchased it.
I mean, I appreciate that they were going for cheaper items. You know what I mean? Like, I'll spend $40. If I'm going to spend $100 on earrings for Brayden, which I'm now not. I'll spend $30 on Shrinky Dink supplies. And it'll be handmade. Will be more thoughtful.
Handmade. Well,
by the way,
we could also
add feathers to the bottom.
Well, I've already thought about that.
Yeah, we can.
I was going to take like old boas that those little feathers have fallen off that I have in my like
we
party
could
box.
Add, I think it's good if we've made them.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be great.
And then we get the fun of making them together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
great.
This is going to be lovely.
This is going to be great.
I can't wait for
the final.
And
then he can pierce Doug's ear on stage. Like he did Tyler.
By the way, Doug with his gorgeous flowy locks is waiting for a hair campaign.
Just like the most brutal piercing and blood everywhere. Get ready, guys.
So great.
Buy your tickets now. SF Sketchfest.
So I loved when they were saying, get your tickets now for to watch Doug Benson get his ear pierced by Brayden. Okay. I mean, maybe Jaquise could get another piercing. Jaquise has an earring.
You could pierce a nail. Like now people are growing their nails long. You can have I did that when I was in eighth grade.
Wow.
So.
Oh, really?
I'll allow you to bring that back.
Time.
I was.
Wow.
Okay.
Can I just say how happy were we all to be back at La Quinta?
Oh my gosh. I love La Quinta.
Oh my God. By the way, I went with Dr. Shamwam Shamawa and it was so special.
I love it.
It was?
It
I gotta
is.
Go.
It's amazing. You can't believe how many pools they have.
It's the greatest thing ever. You're not stuck with like small children screaming at a pool because there are
so magical. You know what? Doug Benson, who came in and watched that Tayshia's season. And
he goes every weekend.
It was as great. It's like, and it's old and
just the white against the with the like, bougainvillea everywhere.
It's so
it's
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And it's like Mission Spanish. So you get like fireplaces everywhere and like it's
the
not
tile, like in the rooms, they have like great, like green tile.
It's like it feels like a nice thing, but it hasn't been updated. Like it's like fantastic how like Marlena Dietrich must have. Like it feels like old Hollywood, and it hasn't been updated in the best possible way.
Yeah, I have to go
because there's not that many. Because people they can't help themselves. They come in and they can't help but kind of. It's like the Chateau Marmont. It's like old and fun.
Yeah,
and it's very like it's technically a golf. Like it's
course.
On a golf course and there's tennis everywhere. So it's also not just like a giant hotel. There's just little bungalows all over.
It's really
with the pools
fun.
Right, it's
in
like
between.
All flat land.
There is one big pool area that you can go to. And so watching that, I was like, where are they on the property?
I know, it's huge.
Yeah, it's
big
property.
Huge.
But it is so nice.
It's so nice. We should go.
We should go.
We should go have a
It's not ridiculous. I mean, it is
getaway.
Expensive, but if you go during the week,
like
we did like a two-day trip during the week.
We could do a podcast there.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, my God.
We could go do a podcast there.
I'm volunteering to be there that day.
Oh, yes.
We could have a little friend trip.
We could have a slumber party.
Ladies at La Quinta.
I'm going to have some beach by the pool.
Yes. Play pickleball for the first time. Brent would be so mad.
That's true.
Okay, after tonight, we're not going home alone. We're going home to each other. I love you more than I thought possible. I could not have found a better partner. I love you. It's incredible that I found someone like you. She did at first. She was like, it is fast. She seemed a little, there was that early moment of like, she was like, it's just a pretty fast. But then we kind of found out that she got married in like a 24-hour world when maybe she wanted to plan longer. I'm not sure. But there was a moment of like, is she having cold feet? So here we are. We're at La Quinta. Jesse Palmer, who's grown on me, is it just like Teresa? Jesse Palmer also completely wore me down. I'm all in on Jesse. He's expecting the birth of his first child with his wife.
That's so wild that he's literally like, any second now, I will leave. I will leave right now. That I was will like, go to my child.
Am I supposed to care about this? That was what I kept wondering.
I was like, why don't you just take the night off?
Yeah.
You have Kathy
you
now.
Can't.
It's a big thing. I kept thinking, oh,
you
wouldn't
can't.
It be great if at the end he had to jump on a helicopter and we watched it take off? I thought there was a payoff coming.
That. Kathy would have.
Well, here's the thing. I bet they were like, Jesse, don't worry. Kathy has it. And then Jesse was like, I'm not letting Kathy have all the goddamn attention.
Would it have been Kathy or Will's? Kathy. It would have been Kathy.
I think I have created this narrative in my mind that
Kathy killed it.
That Jesse is actually incredibly jealous and threatened by Kathy. And so yes. he would not let Kathy have. He's like, I'll miss that child's birth. Kathy is not getting the whole night to herself.
I was wondering if I was wondering if Charity was like, okay, like if like it's hard when you're so outshined by Kathy's. Look, well, I've been on Watch What Happens Live twice. You're praying you get a quiet chef. Like, you don't want to go on with, like, Teresa. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't want to go on with, like, you know, like, you want a quiet, you want a quiet one.
You don't want Monica from the Salt Lake City.
Yeah, you want, and so if you're Charity and you're put with Kathy and Charity's so sweet.
And I would say, and Kathy is, again, using the word unhinged in such a great way.
Yes.
Like, she clearly was, like, being told directive, couldn't really remember the directive, but was trying to say it, making it about herself. Dude, I'm going to go after you. I'm taking your boyfriend.
I mean, literally, live TV is tough. And, like, I love
I was like, is everyone just walking through with just handheld microphones? Like, people were just, like, walking up with a handheld and walking
Her going after Dotton,
she'll ask anyone if they have a brother.
Oh my God, she has
a brother?
Joey, like all of the Chippendales dancer, all of them.
Who I recognized. Oh, the one that was dancing with them that night because he was on the spinoff of the Jersey Shore dancing show.
Wow, which my brother probably watched. Alaric has seen all of it. Yeah. Alaric watched all.
I bet he's so excited Sammy Sweetheart's back.
I mean, we'll have to
I'll
ask
have to text him.
Okay,
Al, I'm going to text you soon.
Al has text threads with also with Stephanie about Paris and Love and all the Kardashians. He watches all that stuff. Okay, so then did you enjoy Kathy, Katie?
Yeah, I was just like more confused because I was just like, didn't they hate each other? And then I was like, was that all editing? Was it all fake?
They don't have long to live. I'm sure they get over their grudges quick.
And you know what? Kathy, whatever, if she got like threading done or whatever, she looked good. She looks so good. I want that when I'm 70, I want to go to Dr. Kathy.
Yes. She had her neck snatched.
She looked great. She looks so good. And she was like, she was just a good time.
Kathy was great, and I think she understood, like, hey, listen, I could either be the person who's holding the grudge and she ends up getting him, or I can get this wonderful golden moment in the sun and be able to be, like, a part of this show. And I'm sure she's loving going to the local dry cleaner, and they're like, oh, my God, Kathy, and going to, like, the local Starbucks, and they're freaking out over her.
She has no date. She goes, here I am standing with my microphone in my hand, and Charity goes, that's not a good idea. Charity got, and I love Charity, Kathy just took over, and I felt for Charity. That's a hard, because what are you going to do? You gotta, I think she did her best because you kind of can't, it's weirder if you try to take it back. Yeah. I felt like she came off gracious and graceful.
Yeah. Hey, you know what Kathy's going to do? She's going to tell her to zip it.
Oh my God. She's going to tell her to zip it. I mean that. Meanwhile, Ellen walked up. Ellen looked
gorgeous.
Good. She did. She looked gorgeous. Ellen with her hair. Ellen should get a hair shampoo. Yeah. Ellen and Doug Benson with his bloody ear should get a shampoo ad. So she went on her first date and she goes, here we go. Watch out, guys. Here we go.
Oh, I love her.
Who do you think they're going to give it to?
The Golden Bachelorette?
Oh, yeah. God. Do you think Ellen stands a chance?
I really hope she does.
Everybody
it's
would
either
want
Ellen, Joan, or Leslie, honestly, right? I don't think they'd give it to Kathy.
Sandra?
Kathy might host it.
Kathy might host it.
Well, no, Sandra's now dating that Chippendale dancer.
Yeah, Sandra
might
be
too. I'm obsessed with Sandra, though.
My brother had a crush on Sandra.
Yeah, I mean, she's so fantastic.
She's my brother's number one. She's 75.
Yeah, I think maybe ABC's a bit afraid of her, but God,
I love
her.
No, she's dirty. I think she's like sincerely horny in a fun way. Like, I think she's actually super horny, and I love it. Okay, so she had her first date. She had her holiday get together with her family, her grandsons. They decorated the tree. Meanwhile, there they are. Back, we're watching the real holidays happen, and Gary shows up in his sweater. Mm. And you can tell it was an unseasonably warm day. Whenever they filmed that, it was not actually the holidays. It was like,
a super hot house.
Yeah.
And they are doing it. And they go, it is the first of many holidays together. And all the, we're family people. And the grand.
Were they in Jersey or were they in?
I felt like
Jersey.
It was Jersey.
I thought it was Jersey.
It looked
too.
Like Teresa's house in Jersey.
It did. Yeah. Yeah. That's
And her grand, the grandsons love playing with Gary. And then they said to him, if you had a jet ski, you could marry my Nana.
Wait, but did you hear he was like, would you guys be okay with me marrying your Nana? And one of the first response to one, the oldest kid said, we're just children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so
I was
good.
Like, that's incredible. I'm glad they left that in.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And the other one's like, a jet ski?
I mean, they're so cute. Like, wow. You know what? We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the grandchildren.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So they're playing. It was actually kind of fun. They had red cups on their head. They had marshmallow hands. And they were playing with, like, college beer cups. And yeah. They were picking up marshmallows. Yeah. Like, it was really cute. I did not know what they were playing. No. But I was like, that's a kind of game. That's a game for – I love an activity.
Yes.
And I like something stupid like that. Like, I like something that's awkward. Like, you can't get skilled at.
Yes.
That what were they doing?
I have no idea what they were doing.
Have you ever seen that? No. Has anybody ever
I've
seen?
I've never seen that before.
Okay. And I love Kathy's daughter. Clearly her son does not want to be on camera.
I mean, Teresa's daughter.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Kathy's such a star that she just took over. I love Teresa's daughter, and clearly Teresa's son doesn't want to be on camera.
I think he lives somewhere else.
Was he the one that walked her down the aisle?
Yes.
I was like, who walked her down the aisle?
I was like, I didn't even know you had a son.
Yeah, I didn't really. Okay. The daughter is wonderful.
She's so real and such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And so authentic. I felt like all the daughters. I love his daughters. The daughters.
I love the daughters. Wonderful. They're all. None of them are mugging for camera
time.
Nobody is like went out and got the face shot up. They all just are such normal.
Yeah. Nobody's angling. Nobody's also posturing. Like, what about my dad? You know, it's like none of that. And she goes. So they made cinnamon balls, and it was happy and sad. It was this was Gary's tradition. The mom used to Tony would make cinnamon balls, and it was amazing smelling it. But it was sad that they were keeping it alive, but that Tony wasn't there. And I appreciated. I feel like again in picking somebody who is a widow and a widower, like that they are able to kind of keep Billy and Tony alive in a way that's not threatened or weird or like that. Like if you spend that much time with somebody, you don't want to pretend they didn't exist.
Yeah, and you're celebrating the time you had with them and keeping the tradition alive, which I think is lovely for the kids and the grandkids. I thought that was such a special moment. It made me want to eat a cinnamon ball.
Me too. I was like, what the fuck is a cinnamon ball?
And how do I get one?
Is it like a giant schnickerdoodle?
Is it like kind of like, well, no, a donut would be a donut, but like it sounds a donut like hole, a, but with
is
all
it like a big
cookie?
Fat snickerdoodle?
Maybe.
Could be.
Around, just like in a ball form.
Did you guys eat snickerdoodles growing up?
I have.
Was like a regular JJ cooking. Yeah.
There's a snickerdoodle cookie recipe I had once that is
really good.
Epic.
You're a good baker.
I am.
You're a good baker.
I'll try and find this recipe. It was like one that...
Happened
you can
bring it
friends.
To La Quinta. Ladies La Quinta.
Oh, I'll bring it to La Quinta.
La Quinta. Bring it to La Quinta. And when we have our jewelry making getaway at La Quinta.
Oh, my God. This is good. This is getting more exciting as we go. Jewelry making, shrinky dinking.
Now, Jaquise is not going to make it, just ladies. But we all wish Jaquise well, and we hope he books it.
I hope he books it.
I hope he books it.
I hope he books it. Can I tell you, because of listening to this pod and because of him talking about Grand Crew, I went and watched that show. I'm so upset that it was canceled. It is so good. He's funny. So funny. I know he wasn't on, though, but it is such an incredible show.
How much do we love Carl Tart?
Carl
Tart on that show is so
funny. We got to get Carl back.
Good.
We got to get Carl back.
I mean,
so
that
funny.
Show was so good.
Carl is a GD delight.
Yeah. Yes, he was. Bring him back.
We love Carl.
Get rid
Carl
of back. Me.
Yeah. No. You know what?
No. 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 We have to have you both.
He can come to Ladies La Quinta.
Ladies at La Quinta with Carl.
With Carl.
with a very special guest appearance by Carl.
Hey, Dr. Shamwam Shamau, all Zach and Brian, we're going to for the weekend with Carl. Yeah. Okay, so.
You understand.
Yeah, that's cool, right? It's Ladies with Carl. You know the tradition. Okay, so they got the registry. It's Amazon Wedding Registry. They wanted a milkshake maker, and then the dog ate the cinnamon balls. Would Rufus would do that?
Oh, my God. Rufus, this holiday season.
She is a Great Dane. She is a
I know. I've seen Rufus.
How tall
Rufus
is...
Rufus is a star.
Rufus is a star. Rufus is Kathy.
Rufus is the Kathy of the dog. We went to Carmel and stayed at the Doris Day dog-friendly hotel up there.
Yes.
Which was... And Rufus becomes like just the mayor of the town because he's so big and everybody's stopping him. But that hotel is the funniest thing because there's like a Saint Bernard there. And like it is just chaos of dogs everywhere.
Does Rufus like other dogs?
Yeah. He wants to be friends with them all and he wants to sniff them all. But he ate with us for the first time like in a dining area and him like thinking that because he's the same size as the table being like, why can't I eat what you're having? Wait, why? I can't have this? It was... So funny. So he absolutely would have been eating, and he's got a sweet tooth. So he absolutely
he's Rufus.
Has cinnamon.
Rufus. He's my lawyer.
That's right. He is your lawyer. I forgot
Anna's
about that.
Anna's my financial advisor. She's my other lawyer. She's my divorce lawyer.
Rufus just puts on a pair of glasses. And he's like, all right, let's look what we have here.
Okay. So have you ever been to that hotel, Katie?
In Carmel? No, I haven't, but I know which one you're talking about.
Do you kind of want to go?
Normally I stay in Pacific Grove, though. I like Pacific Grove in Monterey.
Oh, okay. Well, the Cypress Inn has Doris Day posters.
I know,
and
I know what you're talking about. Scout just loves the walk by there, so I try to stay walking distance.
Got it.
Because it's her favorite place. The Cee Lamar is like her favorite place in the whole world.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Yeah, and then you do walk down the hill, and then there's like that giant beach. Yeah,
the Carmel
dog beach.
Yeah.
And it was like Rufus was like pooping on
sand.
And
there's a great pet store in Carmel.
Yes.
Yep. It's so
Carmel's fabulous.
Monterey's very, and Carmel especially, is very dog friendly.
Yeah,
nice.
Has Rufus ever eaten the sand? Ace used to, when he first discovered sand, he would eat the sand and then he would poop literal like poops that were all sand. And it was really funny to me.
No, but as a small child, I used to eat sand. So I have a little something in common with your
circle moment. So after their mom died, he changed.
So after their mom died, he changed.
Do you like that segue?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I'm just trying to keep, because I know Katie is a hard out, so I got to respect my girl. I closed the doors on her. She wanted them open. I was like, it's too cold, so I got to be respectful to my queen. So I got to keep it moving, which means that the next thing up is that after the mom died, Gary changed. Not as many smiles or laughter. But the daughter said Billy would be happy.
Aww.
Billy.
I love Billy.
I love Billy, too. The picture of their wedding was so cute.
She looked literally, was she 17, 18?
They're so young. She started dating him at 14. It's crazy. I think she might have been like 7.
You know how they say people, like, you sort of take the look that you had in your prime? Like, you sort of, if you meet a man now who has, like, a goatee, you're like, oh, you were big and you were popular in the 90s.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that was your prime. I feel like her prime was at 17, and she just has kept that look the whole time.
Yeah. By the way, it's working.
How great was it that she didn't wear dark lipstick on the wedding day, so it wasn't, like, smearing?
Yes.
I thought, well, it was a really good makeup choice. She
looked great. The makeup looked
neutral
great.
Neutral color.
Makeup looked great. Meanwhile, Kathy is on the carpet, and she's talking with Gary's two daughters. And they're like, what are you looking forward to? So they're basically saying, you know, she goes, Angie, have you been up in your room all day crying that I'm not going to be your stepmother?
Kathy.
Kathy's a star.
Kathy. She's great.
That's the kind of joke I would make.
Great.
I actually felt like a lot of her jokes, I was like, that's kind of like Mad TV, me on the red carpet. It's very similar to...
You got another dress for me?
Exactly. That's literally a very similar shtick to what I used to do when I had to do the red carpet shit. You know what? Good for Kathy.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you're sorry, like, you better watch out. Maybe I'll bust up there and say I do. You know, I was like, okay. I mean, I felt like even Susan Jenner did that at first. It was like, well, if I'm like, it was like, all of them couldn't
Susan
help
Susan Jenner
it.
Was so, I also Lovely. Felt like she was the star as well.
I mean, I would love Susan her to be the
Kathy.
Bachelorette. If Susan was the Bachelorette,
well, Susan
I
and Kathy should host the next season of Golden.
I love Susan's cool with her chest pump of like him, her ground. I want Susan to like adopt me and just tell me everything's gonna be okay. Like Susan's cool. I make like it's not the meatballs. It's the what? It's the mole.
It's the mole.
It's a mole.
She's
obsessed.
Amazing.
So then Leslie, she goes, "Ugh, look at that tushy. I'm heartbroken." And she goes, but we're she's talking about Leslie's tushy, how great her tushy looked. I know you were heartbroken, but
you had your heart broken on television.
Yeah, literally. And she's like, but we're here to celebrate love.
I was like, somebody got a talking point.
Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile, like, somebody got a talking point because she's here to audition to try to be, because they haven't given that the big trophy away. You want to be you almost want to be number two to have the pick.
I love love.
I'm still hopeful.
Here.
Yeah. All of a sudden you love, Leslie. Yours was, I never get picked. I never get picked. And now it's like, I'm a hopeless romantic.
I know.
Meanwhile, up bounds adorable golden retriever Ben Higgins. I mean.
Ben Higgins.
Just everybody who's met him in person. I did his podcast, but it was on Zoom. Everyone who's met him in person says he's so hot, which is interesting to me. But again, we've all found that. We found that with all of them. You're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. They're all human prizes.
Yeah. They're dead gadgets.
Oh, yes.
So
beautiful.
So apparently he's super hot, allegedly. He walks up and he's like, huge fan. And Kathy's like, whoa.
Guy's like, you got a brother?
She's like, he goes, are you going to start a wedding dance with me? Get Higgy with it?
Oh, boy. I missed that. I did not realize that's what he said.
He said, get Higgy with it.
Look, oh. I mean, he's trying.
He tried.
There's a reason he had to marry it like a person out of the franchise.
You know what? Smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move. Actually, like, he will last. Like, yeah. You know what else I think is going to have a nice run and I think will last? I think Dean and Kaylin are adorable.
Oh, yeah,
adorable.
I think they're fine.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
I think they'll be great.
Then so they trot out Trista and Ryan and Jason and Molly.
Wow.
Poor Tristan, given a microphone. Nobody asks him a question. He just stands there.
Ryan, looking
off, trying to participate.
By the way.
Nobody throws to him. He when they leave, bangs into Trista.
I know.
I was like, you got your glasses, dude. You should see in front of you.
I know. He's still, by the way,
he was the greatest dud on the first season. He's continued to be the dud.
They're
lovely together.
The perfect choice because he was just sort of just like there.
You know what? And he's somebody that almost feels not threatened.
Yes.
Like, because a lot of men wouldn't be able to handle that.
No.
Most guys would be like, they only talk to you. I'm fucking part of this. I did 20 years too. Like, I have to tell you, I feel like he looks really cute.
Yeah, he looked great.
He looked great.
Who does he look like?
He had that weird health scare. Following that story?
No, I didn't watch
Tristan and Ryan, and like they couldn't figure it out, and it was like one of those like weird things when everybody was getting COVID, and it was similar type things, but it wasn't COVID, and I don't know if it ended up being like Lyme's disease or something, but it was like
brutal.
Lyme's disease is brutal. It was something I kept reading it every day on People Magazine. I was down a hole, like daily, wondering what's going on with
him. I get sucked down holes of things, and I'm like, what am I doing with my hours? Meanwhile, Jason and Molly, I didn't watch that season. How do we feel? Katie?
Yeah, I mean, they're fine. I like them.
Where do they live?
I don't know where they live, but he's the one that like changed it after the
Which is fun. That's
And now, but hey, it worked out.
Was it as shocking as the Ari of it all?
I think yes, because it was so new.
I think it was honestly like the first time that ever happened.
And it was at like after the final
It is still shocking that that's an I mean, I can see.
But I mean, hey, honestly, like.
Better do it.
Yeah, because it's like, he doesn't want to be with someone he doesn't love. She doesn't want to be with someone who doesn't love her.
No.
Yeah. It sucks. And I don't think they should do it on live television, but I think for the best.
Agree to agree. Meanwhile, it's they're like, what do you remember? They're like, the rain. And then Kathy goes, I'm single. I need a guy. Like,
Kathy. Hell yeah, Kathy.
Kathy's coming in.
Derail.
Again, let's just circle it back to Kathy. Let's just circle it back. Nothing to do. Here for it. We're out in the middle of the desert. There's no monsoon coming. It's full, just dry as a bone.
It's good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, Joey bounds up looking cute.
Oh my God, I'm so
He's getting hotter and hotter.
I will say I'm excited for him.
Okay,
that
I'm worried.
Pink suit in that in the promo ad.
He looks hot.
In that green suit last night.
May I be inappropriate and say boner police? I feel like he might be packing heat. Yeah. Joey, Katie.
Oh yeah.
He is, right?
Yes.
He's got a tennis racket in those pants.
Exactly. I feel like that pink suit. I'm like, yeah, Joey. Meanwhile, look, not for me.
He looks great.
He looks great.
Nice makeover. They gave him a haircut.
He looks hot. He's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. Just from the preview.
It looks like he ends up with no one.
I'm concerned it doesn't work out for our king. And I hope they didn't give it away. I really.
The ads look.
They do
troublesome.
This every time.
But I fear that he doesn't end up with someone. Like, for
don't
real.
Don't tell Kathy.
And then I'm like, is he out here having to, like, put up a... The thing is, though, you'll get more women hitting on you.
Of course, after.
Oh, yeah. Once the reveal happens.
Forget it. That you've been heartbroken and you're Joey or Sweet Pea.
Oh.
In that pink suit. Forget it.
I think also when you're sucked into the Bachelor franchise and you become part of the machine, as you guys like to say, there really is like a push to be married.
Yes.
Like there is very much like you've got to get married.
Yeah.
Like, which I think is interesting that does not really exist in the outside world of people that same age group.
No. 24?
No, 24. Wow, time's a ticking.
Yeah, why are you married?
You don't have kids
what
yet?
What is wrong with you? You're disgusting.
You haven't had a televised wedding? Ugh.
That is, I mean,
jeez.
Speaking of the machine of it, I'm so excited to meet Brayden. I can't believe it.
Brayden was, it was almost they like created him, like Russia made him in a lab.
He's so good
like
at
perfect
this.
For
okay.
this franchise.
Yeah, are we
We're
near
not
him
there yet.
Okay.
But I just want to say, guys, if you're to I think he's coming. He's been so sweet to communicate
with.
I think
he is coming.
Well, crazy not only
to be like, I'm coming, and then not coming.
Yeah. We've had that before. Well, of course.
Wells, but that person's a piece of shit.
Yes, Wells loves him, and we love Wells. So then we love Brayden.
Yeah.
But I will say this: I think, speaking of Kris Jenner, I feel like Brayden is such next level genius of publicity. Like this is so fun. I'm like,
I mean,
I love it.
I bet he sunk that boat.
Wow.
Oh, and he's like, boom, baby, we're on local news.
Exactly. And then
Could you imagine?
Because he knew he had the skills.
Well, yeah, he thought he'd be hired.
I can wade water for about an hour. Don't worry, guys. We'll be cool.
I'm good. Yeah. He's a genius.
If it fails in this, he can be part of Below Deck.
By the way,
he would be so
genius,
good.
He'd be so great as a stew.
He's adorable. Mm. Okay. So, he could be a stew. He could be a bosun. All of it. Meanwhile, a deckhand. Okay. So she's got no thing, and she goes, well, if you weren't already getting married, I'd marry you to my married daughter. But she's already married to Joey. It's Kathy.
She wasn't. If you weren't already together probably with somebody, and if my daughter wasn't happily married, I'd put you two together.
I'd marry you to my married daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathy, what are you talking
about?
And,
again, it is giving, the unhinged grandmother a microphone.
Okay, bleep this. I'm going to keep it in, but we can bleep it. His girlfriend went to school with, or like I was with her, and like I was with her in a bar in New York, and like it was, I think they know Kathy's daughter.
Okay, and Kathy's daughter, yeah.
Yeah, they know Kathy's daughter, and they said that Kathy's a piece of work, and I'm here, she was a handful.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Imagine
Kathy was just holding in her star power.
She was a queen without a throne.
Yeah, but don't you think Kathy was the one who, it was like the day for the daughter to have her prom pictures, and Kathy knocks the daughter out of the way and was like, I want to be in these prom pictures.
Oh, believe me, the reason
I bought a prom dress for the pre-prom party.
Yeah.
When my mom met my ex, I had to warn him that he had to flirt with her because my boyfriend before that didn't flirt with she. No, granted, he was a piece of shit. He was awful. The guy before, my act, the guy who didn't flirt with her sucked. But I was like, you gotta
give it
treat her like a lady.
You gotta give her a little, okay?
And he did. He would take her out on like dates. Yeah, you know what? I appreciate that he did that. She loved him.
I think that's wonderful.
You know what? Why not? Yeah. Okay, here we go. So shout out. I mean, I can't imagine Dr. Shamwam Shamawa and JJ. He would have
Dr. Shamwam. You're going to have to flirt with my mom.
You got to flirt with my mom.
That would be hilarious to
see.
He
would try. It would be, and she would, if he didn't flirt with her, she wouldn't be in.
She'd be like, do you have a brother?
Exactly. He'd be like, ew, all in. Well, we met somebody that kept being basically, she really liked, bleep this. I'll write it down. I'll just write it down. I'm not going to bleep it.
Bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
So I was with Shamwam at a party, and we met this person who's older.
Oh, yeah.
And she was kind of known, and she was loved Shamwam. She was all in on Shamwam, and she was like, what's your dad's deal? And he's like, he's married to my mom. And then I went to Diwali at their house, and his dad came out looking all slick in his great looking outfit.
Yeah.
And he was like, watch out, so and so is gonna come steal your dad. And we were all here we go. Anyway, so we met there. So here we are. Teresa is like, this is amazing that I'm going to be married any minute now. This is really soon, but it's amazing. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll meet the wedding planner.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Back, they got her a wedding planner. Now, what do you know about this wedding planner?
She is the biggest wedding planner. Whoa. There
she
is.
She does all the Kardashians.
She does all the Kardashians. She did like J-Lo's wedding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No,
all
Mindy
the
is.
NBA weddings.
Yeah, she is. Like, when I saw that, I was like,
yeah.
What is the budget for this?
Well, I was like, Amazon paid her, right? Like,
well, I was thinking Amazon paid her.
This is
maybe,
also the biggest hit they've ever had.
Yeah, but I thought maybe she has her own line of like stuff that is selling, and there's like, because she's so big, she's now expanded.
Her florals alone.
Her floral.
Oh my God,
Mindy Weiss. Let me tell you guys.
Oh my God,
incredible
she is
wedding planner.
Like, for over 25 years in California, like, she is the go-to person.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. I was like, really?
I didn't have a wedding planner. I've never looked into wedding planners.
No,
I don't know anything about a wedding
because
planner.
Because she does flowers and she does, like, so all she, of the arranged, like, the
so
the
she's
plates.
Like a florist and she does all of it.
She just, she puts it all together.
She's
and
the
again,
best of the best.
She is the absolute best and costs a fortune.
Yeah, I mean, surprised. Just looking at those flowers alone,
yeah.
Like, I had branches and it was expensive. Like, yeah. And it was like just dead branches with a couple like tea candles. Beautiful. It was gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. But like that looked like what she was showing her, the sample. Yeah. I was like, just like, what are they going to do with those flowers? So where are all those flowers going? That's just the sample. Like,
yeah, but remember, they knocked this all out within like 2 days down at La Quinta.
Right.
That wasn't like 4 months ago that they did
right.
that meeting.
That was the day before. They'd already picked
yeah.
it out.
They'd
so
already
that was,
picked
yeah,
it
so
out.
Those were going on the table.
Yeah.
They were beautiful. It was
yeah, yeah.
stunning.
Mindy's amazing. I mean, what a, that's incredible.
So meanwhile, yeah. Natasha? What are we talking about?
Who's Natasha?
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, Natasha from You Gotta Have a Chair at the Rose.
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
and she
yes.
had her chair earring.
Okay,
motivational
yes.
speaker.
She showed
coach,
up.
Life coach.
You know what? Look.
She had her chair earrings.
Good for her. Make your market. Do your thing. Get your followers. You get like 60 seconds. And you know what I liked? I liked when she talked. I actually was like, when she talked into camera and
perfect.
She was like, get up. Get off the fucking couch. Like, yes, you need to be able to sit, but you also need to get up. You think you can't make a change? Get out of your house. Basically, go become a champion.
Yep.
Dive into this. Go dive into life and participate. Just go
yeah.
dive in and see what life has. Start moving around. Go say yes to the dress, like, of life. Like,
yeah.
go be a part of the world, which is, It's easy to get a little bit of, become a Boo Radley.
I thought that was smart when she was like, people at home, because she knew we were all on our asses.
She was right.
At that moment.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, she's brilliant. Well done.
Get out in the world. You are number one. Remember, you are number one.
Oh.
I loved it. Did you enjoy that, Katie?
Yeah, I thought it was really nice.
She's so great. Meanwhile, Edith and Joan walked up. Edith is such a babe. I can't believe he wasn't remotely interested in her.
She's too hot for him.
And she seems warm and sweet. She was gracious. Like, how is she just not even... She didn't even like, it's like he didn't even focus in on her at all. It's like he never even, it's like she was like invisible to him.
Yeah.
The producers knew she was first out of the limo.
Yeah. She's everything.
She was gadgets.
I think all of us are just shocked that she.
I mean, Rob Benedict was like, holy cannoli, Edith. Okay, so they're like, it's a love story. It's a love story. The right, and like everyone was being gracious, I think, because they want to get picked. They're like, the right person won. Mm-hmm. The right person won. It gave me hope. Joan, I have hope now. I love seeing this. Meanwhile, Charity and Kathy are now at the bar. I'm at one of my favorite places, the bar. The only problem, I'm sober as a judge. Q Wells, the bartender. They make him be the bartender. And he brings up the drinks, toast to love, all the single ladies, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, one headlight.
One headlight.
And then what was the last one that was their signature cocktail?
I can't remember.
Don't Stop Believing.
They were so cute. Oh, yeah. We love really Wells.
He's so handsome.
He's so handsome. They're so lucky to have him because he also was a professional DJ or is still like for years before he was ever even on this franchise.
Yeah.
He is and was like a pro DJ and like is like really good on his feet.
Yeah.
And he's gracious and he's engaging and he's so handsome and in a way that's not just like a Ken doll, you know, like he's. Just the perfect person for the franchise.
He's perfect. He knows where the camera is. He knew he had a certain amount of time to get those drinks out. Like he was, I just love him. And I was like, you're underutilized.
I agree. Yes. And I always think that. And then they like cut him. Like he didn't get to say the last name and he rolled with it. He didn't jam it in. Yep. Like he just was like, he's so good at being in this franchise. So then they go wedding dress shopping. It's the mom, the daughters, Susan and her frenemy Kathy.
I know.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised by that? Yes.
I mean, I guess they're cool now.
I mean, ABC just saw somehow that Kathy was a star. It's weird that you would have like a 2-on-1 person. Essentially, that would then be the person's like, I can't go without my girls.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Corinne and emotional intelligence. You know, like you would never have two people that. But it felt like Teresa didn't have animosity towards Kathy.
No, she has no issues.
No, she's pretty chill.
What's her name? Cheyenne? No, the one, Shane, I forget the one, the blonde girl that was like a villain during the square-headed guy, Clayton's season.
Squarehead.
Shanae and then Genevieve were absolute enemies, and then they were the best of friends at Paradise.
Yes.
Look, I mean, it happens. Sometimes you fight with someone because you actually have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You know what? Exactly. That's a really good point.
And okay. Again, as they all say, you're in the bubble. Once they left the bubble, they're like, I don't want Gary. Like, I can get somebody better.
Well, also, once you're out of the bubble and you realize you're accidentally on this sleeper hit, I think they thought it'd be fun that... It was swept the nation.
Yeah.
As we saw doing this it was so easy to book the podcast because people that have never watched, they're like, I don't want to watch Paradise, but I'm watching Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
And Gary also started out such a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the first few episodes, and they did it so well.
Yeah. I think they did it also.
Can you bring your most recent pay stub so I can see how much you make?
Oh my God.
Poor thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like out of the bubble, I think they all realize like he got who he wanted to be with. They're magical together.
I know, and they're like, I don't want to be with the guy that cleans the hot tub or whatever. Okay.
So did they go to, was it Monique Lhuillier that they went
they
to?
They went to Monique Lhuillier.
Yeah, so
no,
again.
No. They went to Bagley Mishka.
Oh, Bagley Mishka.
That's right, because Bagley and Mishka came
they
out.
They met them both.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Yes,
side note,
but like.
They also met, Neil Lane has never looked better. Whoever did Neil Lane and Kathy, I want both info. I mean, Neil Lane.
Neil also has gone gray. I feel like he always dyed it really black. Yeah. He looked great,
and he didn't look frozen. Like, he legitimately, I know this, I can't say this person anymore. This is so controversial. Let's pretend this person is not this person, who, as a man with facial stuff, whoever did now incredibly awful Alec Baldwin's face.
Oh.
His face. Always,
is his face different?
No, it's always great. He always has, look, he's always had the best work.
Got it.
And so I felt like, because some people you're like, whoa, like, look, I understand it's a tough town and HD is brutal and like the town is mean, even to gentlemen, harsher on ladies, but the world is harsher as people age. I would imagine, particularly as a love interest or a leading lady or a leading man. Neil Lane, whoever, he looked so good.
He looked great.
Good for
him. He looked great.
He looked happy and sprightly and spry.
Yeah, he looked good. Whoever's doing his work, they're keeping him young. He is drinking the blood of virgins.
I feel like he went to whoever, what's her name, went to, the one who looks so good and posted about it on Real Housewives in New York.
Oh, Sonia.
Dr. Andrew Giacomo.
Yeah.
I followed him.
He spent a month in Florida and he was a whole new man.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Neil.
What Sonia did.
Oh my God, she looked great. I mean, she posted about it. I was like, good for you, Sonia. So Neil looked great. Trace is going to wedding dress with shopping with her best friends. And then literally, so Katie goes, okay. So she's trying to put on the dress and she's like, and Kathy's like, I'm going to zip it.
I need you
to help.
For Teresa.
Zip
it.
I mean, the amount. I have to say, she looked incredible in every dress.
She got a great little figure.
And the dresses were beautiful, and it didn't feel crazy to see this woman in like it didn't feel like Cinderella. It felt appropriate and beautiful. Like,
I thought it looked good. The only issue I had was with the final one was just because she's so little, it just felt like a lot of dress.
Yes.
And I thought maybe, I know like the little, decoupage
area
could have been a little higher just because I felt like it was like hanging. But again, Bagley Mishka, free dress. Weiss doing your wedding. La Quinta, this is not a cheap wedding in any capacity.
I feel like everyone, what really touched me was seeing her daughter's reaction. And Susan is so lovely.
Yeah.
Susan, she's a wedding officiant.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pay your bills doing that, but that's what she does.
I think she has another job, too.
Oh, she might do like hair. I feel like she does hair.
She did hair.
She's been doing my hair.
I mean, by the way, she could do your hair and maybe do your wedding. Like, she could be your wedding hair and officiant. Like, great.
Look her for it all.
She's so cute.
And she can handle 6 inches. Remember? She's had that.
Oh, my God.
Limo.
That is so.
Legend, dude. Legend.
And she's been with women and men.
That's right. She's been with ladies. She's had three ways. She's been with women.
She could eat a pint of ice cream and not end up in the bathroom.
She also loves Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
She cried when I hope she's the Bachelorette.
Oh,
I really do.
Great.
If they could handle a woman with short hair, which I don't know if America's ready for, but she's like, she's sexy.
Oh my God, I love her.
I love Susan Jenner. Again,
she to me is who stole. I thought she stole it. I know Kathy stole it, but I
know. No, but because Susan stole the show without being
she didn't have to try.
She was authentically stealing the show. So then she goes, I have something to tell you. So then they bring Susan aside. They pull her out. Gary and Teresa take Susan out for a little something. They're like, I have something to tell you. And then she goes, Teresa goes, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, that was hysterical.
So good.
Such a good line.
That's such a good line. Loved it.
Tell you.
I'm pregnant. So then she goes, we want you to be our officiant. She starts crying. And she goes, I know it. I fixed her hair before the first date that she went on for every date. Like, basically, like, she didn't get her date with Gary, but she was, like, the birds for Cinderella.
Oh,
she was Cinderella's little, like, Tinkerbell that got her ready and was, like, rooting for her friend. Like, really? And she's like, I did her hair. She's driving that first date. She came back. She was all excited. And I'm like, again, the friendship. I hope they can. I think they will. I think the old men will be friends. I think we'll see some very cute male friendships.
So
I bet we'll see some
thing for old men. This is gonna like do me in.
Do you? You love old men?
I love old men.
You do?
Yeah. I keep saying to Brian, I cannot wait till you are old and like wrinkly, and we can be. I can be like, man, I just love older men.
That's so cute.
I said the worst thing that ever happened to me was Viagra because I don't want anything sexual. I just love them.
Oh, that's adorable. Cute.
So I just want to hang out and watch that, and I'm excited.
Well, meanwhile, here we go, you guys.
Yes.
Brayden and Christina Mandrell walk up. Look.
He had a cowboy hat.
He had a cowboy hat on.
He's gone a little bit country.
He went a little bit country.
He's in Nashville, baby.
And so we found out that she slid into his DMs. And they FaceTimed every night. They found out they both loved Tenacious D. He loved Tenacious D. She had two tickets, which shocked me. For those of you out there, Tenacious D is Jack Black's musical duo, which is, they're with amazing.
Yeah. I met Kyle Gass on the road. He was in Cleveland and he came to our show on tour. And
that's
it was
so
cool.
Great.
It was so nice.
Weren't we surprised that Jesse knew who Tenacious D was too?
They must have prepped him
you
in advance.
So? Okay.
But maybe. He might be. Who knows? Jesse's a coat of many colors now.
Yeah, that's true.
So then she had two tickets to the concert and he goes, I'm moving to Tennessee. I leave here Saturday morning. That's when I was like, I'm up. You coming to San Francisco?
I literally was like, we got to double check.
I got to be in San Francisco.
Change these flights.
This is a 29-hour drive. She wore a fake disguise to pick him up at the airport. She loves that they can be with herself. He loves her daughter. And then, now, I know people have given them shit. I'm sorry. I loved it. I feel like this guy.
Well, he knows where the camera is.
He
and
knows.
He knows he's got a
genius.
Moment.
He's Kris Jenner. He's a genius. And by the way, he picked she was a fiery, fun contestant. She wanted her rose. They're both entertaining.
Yeah.
She was so funny. Remember when they like gave someone else a rose and she was like, oh.
Like, that's how she got caught. Where's my rose? I want my rose.
And you're like, what is happening?
She's the only one that's like the equal to Brayden. Like
yes.
he found his
counterpart.
Within the franchise, who else, like, it's actually the person that like, they're equals.
Yeah.
When do we think they met? I'm just wondering how long this relationship has been going on.
Oh,
I mean, longer than the people on Paradise. Like
there was like a hard reveal like a month or two ago, right? On social.
Well, it was at the end of the finale.
At the end of the finale, they'd gone together. So that means, I'm just saying, like he would have.
But at the most, they've been dating since five months. Since like August or July, since he got back from Paradise, unless they had already flirted before Paradise. But so they finished Paradise in like July.
Okay, it says they dated sometime after June 2023.
So after he got back from Paradise.
So they've been together like 6 months. And I thought he saw his shot. I'm in front of the camera. I was like, it would be so great if they like were like, I'm sorry, we don't have enough time for this.
Oh my God.
He also has to be a stepdad.
Yeah,
now. But he seems up for it all.
Honestly, I feel like he'd be fun, of all the people you could get, he's fun at least.
I mean, it shocked me because, again, I thought he wanted to be like the F-boy who then goes back to San Diego and is banging everybody. And the fact that
it's even more genius.
Yeah.
It's so smart. I feel like.
He seems like he does want love and he fell in love with her.
Or he's a press impresario.
Yeah. Okay.
Like he could be and good for him.
He's a spin doctor of his own making, which I think is great. But I think I was like, wow, like, good. You know, I mean, 6 months later, getting married and moving to Nashville. And I feel like we all had him wrong.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
I can't
wait to meet him. And I hope you all come meet him in San Francisco. Okay, why don't we, should we take a break, come back and do the wedding and the tweet of the week? This has been so fun, you guys. All right, we're taking a quick break. We're going to talk about the actual wedding and then the tweet of the week. The eagle has landed.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent,
telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So then they made sure we just had Christina Mandrell and our boy Brayden just got engaged. And then she goes, this is why we got our nails done. And then they go, show that Neil Lane sparkler. And there was such a sea around them that I felt bad for Neil Lane. We didn't get to see the ring.
It was wild.
And then they clarified, because I think people started tweeting, they were mad at Brayden. They clarified that he had called Gary and Teresa out. Yeah. Which I think they had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in the world of The Bachelor, I don't think Gary and Teresa could ever be upstaged.
No, there's no way.
It's not like if it was at Charity's wedding, that would have been really inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is, everyone is so, you cannot upstage this couple.
You can't, but it's also during the cocktail reception and it's like, 3 minutes, like, great, woo, okay, push you forward, moving on.
And it's not your peer. No. It's not your peer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that big a deal.
So we go to, Teresa's bachelorette party with the Amazon wedding registry, and it's Faith, Ellen, Sandra, and Susan. And we have Jenna Williams boudoir session photo shoot. I love Sandra. She's like, I'm emotionally aroused. I want to celebrate sexuality. She was so horny for Denzel. Yeah. Rubbing the four-poster bed.
I thought Pauletta Washington must be like, watch out, lady. Like, it was making me laugh. His wife, Denzel's wife.
Ellen was very nervous, but then was so cute.
So cute.
She's so cute. I mean, like, she did it. She looked, I mean... I really think Teresa was like, I am going to make Gary horny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think this was her. She was ready to arouse.
Oh my
her
god!
Man.
When she was like, also just the outfit, I was like, well, okay, hello.
And literally,
and you're
like,
on live. I mean, you're on television doing this outfit
in a little tiny teddy, like
see through.
It was like with his plunging neck. I was like, good for you.
I was like, this is amazing. I did think it was very, it was interesting. Like you know, ABC daytime, oh, not daytime, but like evening wedding thing. Yeah. I thought, oh, this is a bit risque, and I kind of loved it.
I agree. And then they had the Chippendales dancer.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah. The one guy that they were patting the stomach of, he was on the Pauly D.
Okay.
And when they went to Vegas to find love.
So Sandra brought Shylon as her escort. And she's like, Shylon. And then she starts, she goes, his roommate, which is his abs. And she called, it was amazing. So then Faith comes up and they say to, they're like, so this was, I'm obsessed with Kathy. Gary wouldn't marry you because you wouldn't leave your dead horse buried in your yard. But would you leave your dead horse? It was just like...
It was sort of like they almost asked, like, can I have a moment to clarify that I would leave my dead horse? And it was like, okay, we'll give you this moment now.
And the way it was done was with Kathy, who was about as much segue as I did earlier with your eating the sand. And
she's like, you dummy, you blew that with your dead horse.
Yeah, literally. It was like the perfect person to call it. I was like, you wouldn't leave your dead horse, so he's out. Like, I loved it. Meanwhile, Charity's fiance Dotton comes up. Kathy is like, I'm gonna take your man. Dotton is so cute.
He's a perfect gentleman.
He's such a gentleman.
I loved his outfit. He is so handsome.
And so then Teresa says to him, I would marry you in a basement. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. So basically, because this whole thing was she got married in a basement the first time. She had like 24 hours. It was in her parents' basement. And she's so excited. I would marry you in a basement. I love you. So it's the night before. Both of them have Tony and Billy. She has Billy on her mind. And she's like, Billy, I'm going to get married again. Oh,
I know.
I can't. She's like, and he's saying, this is someone, I love you, Teresa. You're someone who makes me a better person. You make me calm. She said, I'm a 70-year-old bride. Oh, it makes me, it chokes me up for my mom. I was just like, you wish that your mom could have that.
Yeah.
Also, with such a shitty father that I had, I wish she could have had like.
The look, happiness.
Now, maybe Gary without the scandal.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, there's this giant flower arch. Shout out to
Mindy Weiss.
I mean, incredible. The flower arch was incredible. So Susan starts out. For those of you who don't know me, I am I don't even know what I wrote out there. Well, there we go.
You get the idea.
Okay, there we go.
The intro.
Okay,
well,
there we go.
What did she say? She's like, if you would have told me, I would be doing a bachelor wedding, but it wasn't mine.
Yeah. She was full Kathy up there for a hot second. So then the daughter comes up and she said, Teresa's daughter comes up and she says, Gary, take good care of my best friend since birth. I can't handle the mother and daughter stuff. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
So then Teresa says, this is the man of my dreams. I'm excited. You know, she's just so excited. And she's just like, can't believe it. And then she said, I always felt like there was a soundtrack playing all of my life. So she picked all of the music. They go down. Her son walks her down the aisle. And I promise to you're a man of honor and strength. You make me laugh until I cry. You know, a lot of people told me to zip it, but I promise to be the calm in your storm. And most of all, for the rest of our lives, I like pray to have each other in our hearts, even though if it's just for a few hours.
I know. I was like, don't say that.
Don't say that. You're 70. 70 is not a lot of people live to 100. It could be like 30 more years.
Yeah.
Gary. He's like, you're like the first sip of a chocolate milkshake. I felt like I liked hers better than his, but I'll just say that.
I liked his at the end.
Yes, you're the woman I love. You know, you took my hand and you calmed me down. You're a strong and independent woman. You touched my soul. You are the love that came silently and without warning.
Yeah, I like that.
It's authentic.
I hate that word.
Yes. Yeah. And
it's a buzzword.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love you're the love that came silently and without warning. I loved it. And then they got married. And then Zach and Katie were there. I never recognized them. I never recognized them.
Because her hair's darker now.
I never recognized them.
Oh, yeah.
I never. And then Dotton and Charity are announced, even though Zach and Katie said nothing, Dotton and Charity are getting married in the fall of 2025, which feels far.
Yeah. But I thought maybe it was they're going to try and do another television extravaganza. 2 years
but do it next fall. Do it fall 2024.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was.
2 years ago.
Okay, it's you want to know what? I thought we were in the year 2025. So I was like, oh, it's only a few months away. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
they're not going
to
get
really
married.
Need to announce this.
No, no.
Yeah, that's
when people
to
do
announce.
That, I'm like, then you don't want to get married.
When they did the shot, then when you're getting towards the end and it's everybody dancing, I thought that they would at least have some fun, like the dance mob that we had with
I
Don't
know.
Stop Believing.
So,
or if getting Higgy with it was
yes,
something, like
I know.
That there would be yeah. something.
Well, before we get to that, when Charity and Don announce it, Kathy starts flirting and says, another soldier bites the dust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I agree with you. I was thinking, Don't Stop Believing. At first, we got Lil Boo thing twice. We get that twice.
Yep.
And then Gary had to come down the procession. And then Caitlin's in her green dress. And so then they're dancing. And then all of a sudden, they go to Don't Stop Believing when they have the wedding band guy who reminds me of Dennis Gubbins a little bit. Yeah. Shout out, Dennis.
Yeah.
And I appreciate this guy was just, couldn't believe they got picked to play
yeah.
this. And just was like wild on TV. And it yeah. was the wild. I was like, that's one of my karaoke songs. Like,
oh.
that's a very, everybody wants to sing along with that.
Yeah.
And I felt like they were rushed into their cue and then like kind of like scrambling to catch up. And then it was just crazy. And then he jumped on Gary and he was like, he's like, catch me, Gary. It was like a crazy wedding singer.
He
drunk.
Just felt like the perfect, amazing.
I
like
loved
you
it.
Imagine them
I
live must be like that all the time. And I felt like Gary was confused. And
it was
I felt
crazy.
Like nobody knew
I
where the camera
filming
was.
Filming a wedding is awkward.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty.
Yes,
especially
that's
like
true.
A reception.
So apparently they had a private reception like with
that.
Their family and friends afterwards, probably.
Makes sense.
Which would make, I mean, like, you know.
With actual friends and not just yeah. Bachelor
yeah.
Nation there.
Yeah. Well, it was so fun. Overall,
great.
I wish them well. They're off to Italy. I love that. Look, we haven't gotten a wedding on TV from a successful couple. When was the last wedding we had?
Well no Mari and Kenny.
But I mean,
that terrible paradise.
But we didn't get it. But that wasn't even their real wedding.
No,
like we haven't gotten like our own wedding special. We
it's
saw
been
one
years.
Once. There was one since
remember.
We've done it. There was one.
I can't even remember.
I can't remember.
I can't either. When the last wedding special was. Well, anyway, you guys, we're back and we're going to be doing.
It's like literally like Ashley, I, and Jared. Was it?
Did they have
no.
a wedding special?
No,
I don't
they
think
have
they
no.
did. I remember
Jade and Tanner.
I remember Ashley, I, and Jared. At Jared, she gave him the bananas letter at a wedding.
Yeah.
It was at somebody's wedding. She
Jade
gave.
And Tanner did one. Maybe?
Did they? Maybe.
No,
maybe it was. Maybe it was at their wedding.
Yeah.
It probably was.
I feel like they're the last televised wedding I remember.
Did they do? Did they get their own wedding?
I
then
they
that's
did.
The one because I remember she gave him the letter on the step. Okay. Well, you guys, we're back. We're doing our draft picks. So if you can't make it to San Francisco, we'll be posting them the next day or the day after. But they'll be up before the show starts. The Bachelor Joey season starts Monday the 22nd.
Fun.
So come play with us the Monday the 20th in San Francisco. Come meet us. Meet Brayden. Meet Aaron Foley, Jaquise, Doug Benson, our friend Lori, our friend Bill Kunstler. So come play with us. You can take pictures with us after the show. So we're going to do, we got some fun reviews.
Ooh.
You guys want to hear some reviews? Okay, you guys, Whitney, Dr. Banana, Katie, we have so many fun new reviews, okay? Starting the year off 2024 with 2,451 ratings. That's
wow.
pretty good, gals, don't you think?
Woo!
I think so. Here's one. 5 stars. Best Bachelor recaps. I get why people listen to this without watching. I discovered Arden through Nick Vile, but I've since ditched Nick Vile and only listened to Arden. So funny and stays on topic. Nick needs to respect where he came from and talk more about the Bachelor, LOL, but nobody is as funny as Arden and the gang. Well, since I was in the Bachelor Mansion, I will only talk Bachelor.
Hilarious shade for...
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take the shade.
Okay. That's amazing.
Although he did get... he got...
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Good for him. Yeah, I have great to get. Shout out to Nick.
That's a... Wow.
Great get.
That's a great get. All right, here's another one. 5 stars, Champion Pod. This podcast is a group of champions. I laugh, I cry, I hear about horny people.
Yes.
That's a solid review. That's all you need to do. Short, sweet, you know this person listens. That's the kind of review. And we want reviews from you. And we're going to go back and we're going to do the Tweet of the Week. Okay, now, Tweet of the Week. I even checked in with Sleep Crown Gal. I'm going to say that we're giving out sleep crowns, yeah. And then if we're not, I'm sorry that we're not. But I'm going to say that we are because she's...
Wait, it said Carly and Evan.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm looking up all the weddings. But before that was Jade and Tanner. And
okay. I think Jade and Tanner was the one where the letter was given.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to our girl Julie. I can't sleep without my sleep crown anymore.
I've become so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I've gotten so many other people obsessed with it.
Yes.
I helped her get orders.
Yes.
So
from fancy people.
Yeah. And it is epic. They are just people. I just feel like it just takes a couple of times using it, and then all of a sudden you cannot live without it. Like, I mean, I absolutely travel with it now.
Well, here we go. We're going to hand one out, and don't forget to come get your tickets. Come find us. So, and you know what? My movie, Step Aside, finally actually on Amazon.
Yes.
So just... you might need to rent it. I got mine for free, but you might need to rent
it. Prime Video, you can watch for free.
You can watch for free. You just press play, hit 5 stars. It's fun for like tweens. It's like a fun tween movie. Here we go. My nephew loves it. Lori's kids love it.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. So here's our Tweet of the Week. Are you guys ready? First tweet of the week of the year. Lavender Haze at Purple_Haze. I don't think it was okay to propose at a wedding, but it's also weird to have 20 exes there. Bachelor etiquette hits different.
Yeah. Yes, that's great.
This is Trash Car at Trash Car 69. The commercials during this wedding have been longer than some marriages. Also from Trash Car 69, nothing says very personal vows like live on ABC. this is from Lavender Haze at Purple_Haze. They got Chippendales, but not Jed.
Yeah, I know,
do you guys remember Jed, the dog food jingle? Hannah Brown's guy, Jed. Okay, Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Jesse says, golden wedding bingo card was on my golden wedding bingo card.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so those are the, what are your final two, guys? Oh, we have another one. HBB at Host Body. The wireless mic budget at this Gatch wedding is unhinged.
It is. Everyone had a wireless mic.
Everyone. That's true. I kept thinking everybody's
walking. At this Gatch, golden badge.
Oh my God, that's great. And the use of unhinged.
You know what? I'm going to put that one in the running.
I say. I like the first one too.
Okay, great. Here we go. So HBB at Host Body, the wireless mic budget at this Gatch wedding is unhinged, or Lavender Haze at Purple_Haze. I didn't think it was okay to propose at a wedding, but it's also weird to have 20 exes there. Bachelor etiquette hits different. Gatch unhinged or batch etiquette? Gatch or batch? Whitney?
I'll do batch.
Dr. B.
I gotta go gatch.
Okay. You want batch?
Yeah, batch.
Okay. Okay. Then batch it is. Lavender Haze at Purple_Haze. I don't think it was okay to propose at a wedding, but it's also weird to have 20 exes there. Bachelor etiquette hits different. You win the first sleep crown of the year.
Whee!
So Dr. Banana and I will be up at San Francisco Sketchfest Saturday.
10 days from now.
10 days from now, 3 p.m. with our homemade earrings that we do.
Oh, we've got to work on that.
Ladies of La Quinta. And that's it. If you want to tweet next time during the first episode, you can tweet to us at Arden Marine, ArdenMyrn, or Anna Hosnia, HOSSNIEH, # WYATR. Or if you're not on Twitter or whatever, X, and you're on Threads, Anna's is...
at Selling Hosnia, same as my Instagram.
There you go. Okay, until next time, my name is Arda Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh.
Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.